The Czech Books You Must Read.
Bohumil Hrabal, Too Loud, A Solitude.
Translated into more than 30 languages, Too Loud, A Solitude, or Příliš hlučná samota in Czech, is perhaps the most famous work of Bohumil Hrabal's novels abroad. It revolves around a single character, Hanťa, who works in a trash compactor facility, but maintains a deep love for the books that he is destroying. The book was written during a particularly hard time in the author's life, and is often seen as one of his greatest, but also most biographical works.
For 33 years now, I've been a waste paper operator, and it's my love story. For 35 years, I've been compacting waste paper and books, smearing myself with letters, until I've come to look like my encyclopedias. And a good 3 tons of them I've compacted over the years.
Only around 100 pages long, depending on the version, Bohumil Hrabal's Too Loud a Solitude is narrated from the perspective of its main character, Hanťa, who services a compactor on Prague's Spálená Street. A man who likes to have a drink and has not benefited from a high level of education, Hanťa is nevertheless in many ways a walking repository of knowledge, something he has gathered from reading the multitude of discarded books encountered while carrying out his profession. Hanťa is supposed to dispose of the trash he receives, but instead he finds himself hoarding the books he finds. His home is filled with great works of literature ranging from Socrates to Lao Tse, Kant to Sartre, their wisdom spewing from the pages as it is interlaced with the main character's direct, surreal and poetic narrative.
But just as a beautiful fish will occasionally sparkle in the water of a polluted river that runs through a stretch of factories, so in the flow of old paper the spine of a rare book will occasionally shine forth, and if for a moment I turn away, dazzled, I always turn back in time to rescue it, and after wiping it off on my apron, opening it wide and breathing in its print, I glue my eyes to the text and read the first sentence from a Homeric prophecy.
As Hanťa secretly pursues his goal to rescue the great works his job requires him to obliterate, he is invited by his boss to visit a new, more efficient compactor facility, where he sees the workers throwing books into the machine with little care. His world collapses and he revolts. As in many of his other books, the story of Too Little a Solitude contains autobiographical features relating to its author, Bohumil Hrabal. In fact, Hrabal himself worked at the same paper disposal station as the story's protagonist, says Charles University professor Jiří Pelán, who is a literary historian and the author of the book Bohumil Hrabal, Pokus o portrét, or Bohumil Hrabal, An Attempt at a Portrait.
Hanťa is actually a figure that appears in one of Hrabal's early stories. It's called Baron Prašil, or Baron Munchausen, and Hanťa is the main character there. The name of this character is also based to a degree on a real person Hrabal knew when he was working at the compactor in the 1950s. This man was called Jindřich Pojkurt, but he was nicknamed Heinrich Heine, or also Hanťa for short. This is at least where the name seems to come from. However, when one reads Too Loud a Solitude, it becomes clear quite soon that the book's character is not just based on the real Hanťa, but is to a degree also an auto-projection of the author himself.
Hanťa začíná být také autoprojekcí samého Hrabala.
Hrabal referred to himself as a bábitel, a person who likes to add reality, distort it, and thus find beauty in the common and most basic of human experiences. Hrabal was a flexible author and poet, but the style of writing he became known for is often referred to as bábení, and it echoes Hrabal's description of himself. The main characters in Hrabal's books usually play the role of a bábitel, and the writing itself tends to take on a flowing conversational tone, as if the reader is being told a story by someone they met in a pub or street. Esther Peters, Associate Director of the Center for East European and Russian Studies at the University of Chicago, says that Hanťa of Too Loud a Solitude fits this mold of general characters in Hrabal's books, but is at the same time quite unique.
He's the closest character you get to Hrabal and what he means when he talks about himself, maybe as a Pabitel or as in trying to reflect that. I don't think we should, it's not a biographical closeness, but it's that mode. I think that's why it's so interesting. I also think he's one of the more, Hrabal, when he talked about Too Loud a Solitude, he talked about the version we all think of as the final version, as the that we all read and is translated, is the third of his three versions of this novel. And he talks about having written it in nervous Czech. Talk about what, you know, or some kind of anxious, I should say anxious, and like that there's an anxiety in the language. And Hantia, I think, is that anxiety made into a character.
Hrabal wrote three versions of Too Loud a Solitude, all of them, it seems, in bursts during the summer of 1976. This was a difficult period in his life. Hrabal was ostracized from public life after the 1968 Warsaw Pact invasion of Czechoslovakia crushed the Prague Spring and normalization took grip in the country. The author had to resort to underground publishing and retreated into himself. In an attempt to get published again, he wrote a self-critical article in the communist literary magazine Tvorba, but this resulted only in a partial lifting of the publishing ban. Too Loud a Solitude had to be published five times through Samizdat, a form of underground publishing, before it could finally be published officially in 1989. Nevertheless, as is often the case with artists, this period was also among the most fruitful as far as his writing was concerned. Hrabal wrote several poems and stories based around his experiences as a young man, as well as one of the most famous of his novels, Obsluhoval anglického krále, or I Served the King of England. He experimented extensively while writing Too Loud a Solitude, says Professor Pilan.
Hrabal always looked for new forms of expression that would suit the story he was writing. Too Little a Solitude is a sort of unique document, because it depicts this search. Readers don't have the chance to see this process in his other work. He wrote three versions of Too Little a Solitude, and all of them are very interesting. The first was actually written in the style of long, rhymeless verse, the kind used by Guillaume Apollinaire. In this sense, it's a text similar to Hrabal's early poems, such as Bambini di Praga. However, he then had a change of mind and felt that it would be better to write the story in prose, so he rewrote it in colloquial Czech. But again, he wasn't satisfied. He felt that the narrative and the message of the story would have a stronger effect if its language has a stricter, more formal aspect. So he rewrote it once again.
Aside from linguistic flexibility, the book also manages to grip the reader through a complex mix of themes. Those most commonly highlighted include the destruction of knowledge in a totalitarian state and the more contemporary issue of the negative effects on society's drive for greater efficiency and speed. However, these impressions can be highly subjective. For Esther Peters, the book offers something new every time she rereads it.
I think Hrabal also aged with this novel in a way. But yes, I certainly have gotten different things out of it. I think I first was drawn as a lover of reading, as someone who loves to read, and as someone who loves books, not just the reading of books, but actually just like loves the touch and the feel of books and the smell. All of those things are in this novel. And so that was something I had never encountered when I first read it, someone who kind of engaged the kind of physical nature of reading in the same way that I kind of felt like I had just been doing my whole life. But as I go on, I pick up other things. You know, he has a notion of, he talks about being educated against his will throughout the novel. It's a repeated phrase that he talks about how he loves being a trash compactor, a paper compactor. He loves working in old paper, but he didn't choose it. And so that notion, I think that was something of thinking about something you didn't will, but not as a bad thing, and not understanding that something that happened to you or something that was kind of placed on you is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, it might be one of the best things about you and your life, is something I think I would not have appreciated at 20 in the same way I did at 30, 35 on.
Bohumil Hrabal was already an old man when the Velvet Revolution came in 1989. He would die less than 8 years later, aged 82, after falling out of a window while feeding pigeons on the fifth floor of Prague's Nabolovce Hospital. It remains unclear to this day whether the author chose to end his life this way. His doctor had no doubts about his death being a suicide. While he's known at home as one of the great Czech authors of the 20th century, Hrabal is much less known abroad than Jiří Menzel's film adaptations of his work, or other important Czech writers such as Jaroslav Hašek. Too Loud a Solitude is perhaps his most famous book among foreign readers. According to the Czech Literary Centre, it has been translated into 37 languages and has sold over 70,000 copies worldwide in the English translation. One of the reasons why Hrabal is less studied abroad than several other Czech authors could be his unique writing style, which makes translating his work very difficult. Esther Peters, who translates from Czech into English, explained why it is so hard.
It is very difficult to translate. I might disagree with choices that some of his translators have made, but I would never denigrate anyone who's taken on the attempt to translate him. He is very difficult to translate. He's very difficult in Czech. There is, yes, this conversational style, but it is paired with this very elevated style almost at the same time. But there's no, in one sense, there seems to be for Hrabal an internal logic, but I've gone down the rabbit hole in various times with some of his texts and tried to, is there a reason that, if there's a logic in his decision between what level of Czech to use or what not to use, it's not something you can easily, anytime you come up with a logic for it, you're going to be proved wrong. Keep reading. He'll do it a different way. It won't fit. And so there's this mixture. And how do you do that? One, if like in English, there's not the same distinction. There's not the same levels. There's not the same kind of clear distinction between, say, written English and like a spoken English. I mean, there is, but not in the same way there is in Czech. So I've seen people try and use like a Scottish brogue to translate Pepin. And that's an interesting choice. That works. But the real issue is something like Too Loud a Solitude is, what do you do when he starts the sentence in like a Spisovna Čeština and he ends the sentence in like a Prague dialect? How would you translate that? How do you maintain that? Can you maintain that?
Despite this issue, Ms. Peters says that Too Loud a Solitude is one of her favourite books and even goes as far as to say that it is one of the most important novels of the 20th century.
The world would be a better place if more people read this novel, I think. It's an incredibly engaging read. It's so much fun, and yet it is incredibly intellectual. It makes you think. Every time I read it, there's new things to think about, and it is one of the few books that I think combines those so perfectly well that you can delve into it and love reading it and just enjoy the process of reading. It's about knowledge. It's about language. It's about process and ritual, but it's also just a good story. And that combination of things, I think, is quite rare. It's challenging you to think and keeping you entertained all at the same time. Every time I read it, something new pops out. You know, we've already talked about that to a certain extent. Some of that is me changing. And so the book, I think, changes. This is another reason. I think it changes with the reader. I think it probably changed with Hrabal as he wrote it, but it changes with the reader. And so it's something you can take with you. It's a companion.
Too Loud a Solitude has also been adopted by other artists. In 2007, it was made into a short animated film by Genevieve Anderson. And the same movie later got Paul Giamatti to narrate Hantia in a revised version. Aside from film, Too Loud a Solitude has also seen theatre adaptations.